What's going on? A tremendous Tuesday to you. My name is Jim Rome. Good first hour. Second hour is going to be great, too. We're broadcasting live from the Quicken Loans studios. Quicken Loans, you want to apply simply, you want to understand fully, and you want to mortgage confidently. All right, cell phone number is toll-free. You know this. 1-800-636-8686. You can shoot me an email at Rome, R-O-M-E, at Habitate.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome. Lots to get to, but before we do anything else, we're joined right now by a good friend of the program. He is an NFL insider, and he works on CBSSports.com. You watch him on the NFL on CBS. He appears every Sunday during the season. He is also the co-host of the Be More Opinionated podcast. I'm talking about Jason Lockenfora, JLC. So good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing well, my friend. How are you?
Jason, I'm great. I'm really great. Listen, before you and I talk football, I just had George McPhee on the program, and I couldn't respect this guy anymore. I think he's one of the best executives in all of sports, but you and George go way back. In fact, exactly how far back do you go with him?
We go back to my freshman year of college, so 1992, when I went to Syracuse, and they just got an AHL team for the first time in forever that year, the Syracuse Crunch, who were the top affiliate of the Vancouver Canucks. And the Vancouver Canucks assistant general manager was George McPhee. I believe Pat Quinn was running the show at that time, so George would be in Syracuse quite a bit checking out their prospects, and especially the 94 season, the 94-95 season with the lockout when Mike Pekka, a lot of guys who would have probably been in the NHL otherwise were in the AHL because the NHL season didn't end up starting until about January that year. So, yeah, I've known George for a long time. I covered the Washington Capitals for the Washington Post for 5 years while George was the Caps GM. And it's great to see him, you know, doing what he's done in Vegas and them giving him the time they gave him to assemble everything really from scratch and, spend a year sort of figuring things out and then obviously putting the team together through the expansion draft and trades. I mean, people compare it to, like, 68 and the Blues. They had a whole expansion conference then, for the most part. You know what I mean? Like, it was guaranteed an expansion team was going to make the Stanley Cup when they moved from the original six. So, to me, this is unprecedented. And obviously, what the Jags did quickly with Tom Coughlin and, you know, the Panthers, we've seen some expansion teams in football become competitive quickly. But, they're running roughshod through the playoffs. It's unbelievable.
It's one of the best sports stories I've ever seen. I hate that comparison, by the way, to 68 and St. Louis. It's nothing like that whatsoever. And, JLC, to see you doing what you're doing on the NFL beat right now, it makes me even happier to know that you covered the Caps for the Post for 5 years. And I can only imagine what it was like as a young journo to get that beat, the AHL Syracuse Crunch beat back in the day. Let me ask you about OTAs. Now, Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski did not show up for the Pats OTAs. Aaron Donald was not at the Rams OTAs. How much should people panic when they hear about star players not showing up for these voluntary workouts?
Not one bit. I mean, it's about the money. And if these teams truly thought OTAs mattered for these players, Jim, if they really thought they mattered one iota, a damn thing, and I wrote a column at length about this yesterday, then why aren't they trying to get them signed now? Why are they perfectly content to wait until July or August and when everybody's back from vacation and then let's get it done before the start of camp or let's get it done before week one? You know why? Because OTAs don't matter. I mean, we've get so wrapped up in the NFL where we've come to sort of mythologize everything about it and blow everything out of proportion. And, oh, this guy had a great day of practice. He caught 12 balls today in shorts and shells in May against air. I mean, I'm sorry. And especially for guys like Tom Brady and Julio Jones, and I don't even care, and Aaron Donald, and if you want to say, oh, well, this team's doing something different this year and it's a new scheme. I mean, OTAs are a way to babysit young players and keep your eye on them and take attendance and monitor injuries and try to help guys stay out of trouble through a six-month offseason. They're the least meaningful thing in the world. I'm sorry. And Tom Brady's not there because they're not paying him enough money to be there. And when you're the best quarterback in the history of the world, and you got Blake Bortles and Tyrod Taylor and Ryan Tannehill all set to make more money than him this year, coming off an MVP season and a year in which he lost everything around him, multiple starting receivers, his leading running back, his left tackle, get together and pay with him. And pay him. And when Robert Kraft thinks football really matters again, by that point, he'll have made right with Gronk, and he'll have made right with Brady, and the Rams will do what they have to do to make Donald the highest-paid defensive player in the world. And we'll see if the Giants pay Odell. Odell's there for one reason, because he has to be there to try to get paid. It's a little different than Brady and these other guys, given all the offseason stuff with him. But I got news for you. If he puts on a good face for the next month and shows up for everything and doesn't have a new contract by training camp, I don't think he'll be there then. And I don't think anybody will be able to say, oh, well, the Giants are going to be better this year because Odell was there for OTAs. Get out of here.
I agree. GLC joining us. You're right. They don't need to be there. Tom Brady especially does not need to be there. Jason, you mentioned some of the guys that are making more money than him at the same position. It's them and a lot of other guys. He's currently the 18th highest paid quarterback in the NFL. So where do you think Brady's head is right now when it comes to the Pats and in particular to his contract?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to look at everything I just mentioned. You have to look at the state of that roster and the transition that you're in. You have to look at the economics and the ever-broadening economics of the quarterback position, where Cousins is getting, you know, $90 million basically fully guaranteed, and he's never won a playoff game and never even thrown a pass for the Minnesota Vikings. And Brady's old understudy, Jimmy Garoppolo, well, Tom's agent, Don Yee, who also represents Jimmy G, goes out and gets him, you know, a record-setting standard for a new contract at any position, and the guy's only started five games for the 49ers. And Brady's always been a guy who has been willing to do things and structure things a certain way to help the team. But when you've just literally punched Father Time in the face at age 40 and done what he's done and carried a team that did not have a great roster as far as he did, and they can't make one stop on defense besides that interception to win a Super Bowl, which is probably all it would have taken, and you trade Cooks away, and you're hoping Gronk stays healthy, and you got Edelman coming back from surgery again, and Amendola's out the door with Cooks, and Deion Lewis, who, you know, caught everything Brady threw his way and helped them have a top three first down rushing. You know, they averaged 4.8 a carry on first down last year. It had a lot to do with that offense being that balanced. And he's gone, and the left tackle's gone. Then if I'm Tom Brady, I'm spending time with Giselle right now. I'm enjoying my family. I'm working on my, you know, plyometrics and all that stuff with Tom House. And I'm waiting to see what Bob Kraft puts together in Foxborough.
Jason Lockenfora joining us here in the jungle. GLC, let me skip down to your annual review of the starting quarterbacks in the league, where you break down every starting quarterback in the NFL into different tiers. I want to drill down on one guy on that list, Dak Prescott. He had a huge rookie season and then not such a huge second season. As you look at the numbers on his performance last year, what stuck out to you the most?
They still don't get the ball downfield with any regularity. I mean, he attempted fewer passes his second year that traveled 20 yards or more in the air than he did his first year, and they were already the bottom of the year league in the first year. Now, I get it. Dez, declining asset, right? Nobody wants Dez right now. And Witten was at the end, and he's obviously retired, and you can only throw to Cole Beasley so much, and Dak missed some games. I get all that. And I think Dak Prescott could end up being an absolute stud, but I'm not as caught up in the Dak hype as some other people just because he also took a lot of sacks in the red zone, like red zone, and then the ability to make an explosive play to change momentum in a game. Now, they're going to run the ball 500 times a year with Zeke, so that should set up plenty of play action and opportunities for him, no matter who the outside receivers are, to do something. And I want to see a little more development in that regard. He should be totally protected by the run game, and the offensive line slipped a little last year, but it's still darn good compared to what most of the league has going on. So, yeah, I'm looking for a continued evolution to talk about him being in, you know, one of those top two tiers.
Yeah, but in terms of his evolution, what about those outside guys you're talking about? I mean, for instance, he's not going to have Jason Witten. He's not going to have Dez, even if he is a declining asset. And, you know, when you look at the receivers he has around him, does he have the weapons that he needs to deal with teams that are inevitably going to load up in the box to stop Ezekiel Elliott?
I have great trepidation about the construction of the Dallas Cowboys, which is another reason. It's not Dak's fault, obviously. He's not making those calls, but it's another reason why I'm sort of pumping the brakes and being willing to anoint him as a top 10 quarterback, because I don't think Tony Romo ever really had a whole lot around him. You know, it was a couple of years at T.O. before that blew up, and then, you know, he got Dez for a few years, but I mean, they couldn't run the ball back then a lot of the time, you know, and the offensive line was terrible, which led to them investing all those first-round picks in the offensive line. But unfortunately for Tony, he was hurt more often than not by the time they really got that group together. So I don't like that. I mean, even with, you know, with what they did in the draft and, you know, adding some kids and in the second round, third round, whatever, I don't like their group of skill players. I didn't like it with Dez and Witten there because they weren't getting any better, and I didn't really think you could expect a whole lot out of them. So, but saying all that, I mean, if they're putting nine in the box and, you know, you're sending three guys out to a pattern, somebody should be running. You know, somebody should be able to get open. I mean, somebody, you should be able to hit some plays on play action and expand the scope somewhat. I mean, because they're going to be daring you to do it, and let's see how that plays out.
Jason Lockenfora joins us. One last thought, JLC. You write also about Andrew Luck. So let me ask you about this. Let's take a step back for a minute. As of last month, he still was not throwing a regulation football. So what do you make of where he is right now, and then what's a reasonable expectation for him this season?
I think a reasonable expectation is that, you know, he gets back to being an NFL starting quarterback. Does that mean for all 17 weeks? I don't have that expectation. I don't know that the Colts do. I mean, he really is the same place he was a year ago, albeit I guess they know a little bit more about the depth and scope of the injury. They know how he responded or didn't respond the last time around. So I would think that's all part of an edification process that hopefully moves the ball down the road further than he got last year. But it's still going to be incremental. And last year, when he started throwing, he could never advance to the point where he was throwing a full route tree on multiple days, you know, in a row. He wasn't throwing consecutive days. He wasn't throwing, you know, every pattern. He wasn't testing his arm in every way. They never got there. So until he gets there and then gets through that and then puts the practice jersey on for non-contact and then gets through that and then, you know, and then gets out there, I don't necessarily know he would even play in a preseason game one way or the other, but then gets put in a full contact situation, and you have to see how that plays out. We just don't know. I mean, everything I've heard is that, you know, they believe he's on the right track, and he is making slow and steady progress, but there's a lot of hurdles he's got to clear before he plays a game.
And NFL insider for CBS Sports and CBSSports.com, and as you know, he appears every single Sunday on the NFL Today on CBS during the season, and the co-host of the Be More Opinionated podcast, JLC, in mid-season form, even in the off-season. Jason, great to have you back. Thanks so much, bud.
Always my pleasure, buddy. Have a great day. Thank you.
You got it, brother. JLC, Jason Lockenfora. Sure. Again, I want to reiterate, he covers the NFL as well as anybody in the game, in the business, but covered the Caps for 5 years for the Washington Post. Serious range from my man JLC, Jason Lockenfora. All right, then. We are open now until the top of the hour. Take advantage of it. 1-800-636-8686. I've got Kevin Harvick, the driver of the number four, coming up then. We talked about last night's game four of the Eastern Conference Finals. We already hit on Brandi Chastain. I want to get into your list of demands, your so-called list of demands. If I want your vote for the National Radio Hall of Fame, apparently it's going to cost me. What's it going to cost me? Submit your demands. I'm going to give into some of these. I hate to negotiate with you internet terrorists. I hate to negotiate with you clones, but I'm willing to do so. That's how badly, or how nice I think it would be to get into the National Radio Hall of Fame. I will get into that and explain what I mean. Also, live TV, it's about as good as it gets. Even to this day, live TV is awesome. Yesterday was a banner day for live television. I have that for you. The Caps force a Game 7. I do want to talk about that as well. And our Smack-Off. We are now within 60 days of Smack-Off 24. It's going to be televised for the first time ever. I want to shout out. I want to call out to a former champ. I'm not hearing from this guy. I want to know where he is. I've got a feeling he will show up. He's known to show up, especially right before the event. But I have not seen or heard him of late. I want to get into it. And my man, Joel Embiid. Gone but not forgotten. In fact, he's still on point. He's still on his game. Lots of content. And a Podcast Tuesday, Ep 38, dropping later on today. Meta World Peace is my guest. You know, I got to be honest, I don't think he's ever been on this show. I don't think Meta has ever been in the jungle, but he'll be on our podcast, F38. That's coming up later on. You want to make sure you look for that. All right, then, when we come back, I'm looking for a good telephone call. Hit us up. Do it now. 2018, flying right on by. Flying right on by, and you want to make sure you continue to elevate your game because you want this year to be the best year ever. It still can be. It might be trending that way. But even if it's not, it can be, and especially if you're a contractor or a builder or a remodeler, listen up, because elevating your game for the rest of this year just got a whole lot easier thanks to my pals at Lumber Liquidators and their brand-new Pro Plus program. Let me explain to you exactly what that is. LL Pro Plus is Lumber Liquidators' pro services team. You can call on them for all of your professional flooring needs. LL Pro Plus will help you crush it with professional pricing and dedicated support to get you what you need when you need it so you can get all of your projects finished on time. LL Pro Plus also gives you the ultimate value and quality both. And with LL Pro Plus, don't sweat this. No job is too large. No job is too small. They can help you with pretty much anything at all. So put the flooring experts on your team today. Visit your local Lumber Liquidator store or go to lumberliquidators.com. Again, lumberliquidators.com. Let's continue to make 2018 the best year ever with Lumber Liquidators.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
My thoughts on you clones and your list of demands coming up in about 60. Zipa, spelled Z-Y-P-P-A-H. Zipa is actually Happy Z spelled backwards. So if you go to bed with a Zipa, you're going to wake up with Happy Z's. Did you know that one bad night of sleep can ruin your entire day? Are you traveling for Memorial Day weekend? Are you planning a summer vacation? You do not want your entire vacay ruined with snoring all night long. Vacations are supposed to be a time for rest and relaxation. How do you expect to get that rest or any relaxation if there is snoring all night long? You need to get a Zipa before you take that vacation. Snoring is not sleeping. If you or somebody you know snores, go to Zipa.com. Zipa's guaranteed to stop snoring. You've got nothing to lose. If you're not happy for any reason with it, return it for a full refund. Snoring is rude, it's disrespectful, and it's offensive. You do not want to ruin another long weekend or even a summer vacation with snoring. Get your Zipa today. Ensure you have a great summer. Z-Y-P-P-A-H. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, I know you're looking for the squatter. The cameras are scanning around. You're seeing everybody except James Kelly, the squatter. He only comes in on Friday. Friday's his day. He's not here. I know you want him in midweek, but he's not. The forehead will be back come Friday. I won't, but the forehead will. Hey, wait a minute. Does he come in when I'm not here? Oh, he's not coming in. He's not coming in if I'm not here. That shows you where his head's at. He's not about the show. Oh. See what I did there? You see what I did there? That shows you where his head's at. Thank you, Alvin. His head actually is in a lot of places. Hit one time. Shows you where that guy's head's at. When I'm not here, he doesn't come in. Way to be team. Way to pick up your fellas in the XR4TI. Shows you where his head's at. Anyway, he's not here. 1-800-636-8686. All right, so I made the announcement last week. I was extremely honored and humbled to be a nominee for the National Radio Hall of Fame. You might be wondering, yeah, we heard you the first time, Rome. We get it. You're honored and you're humbled. Nice alliteration, Rome. Why are you still talking about it? I get that. I know why you might say that. The reason I'm still talking about it is my category is going to be decided by a vote. And not just a vote, but a vote from you. A vote from the listener. So it goes to the listeners. Everybody in my category needs votes to get in. And I'm the last guy to launch some shameless, whack campaign and make it all about me. But the problem is, what choice do I really have?
That's whack.
Everybody in my category is going to do that because if you want in, essentially you have to call attention to it and get the vote. Curry the vote. Listen, I'll be honest about this. I would love to be in the Radio Hall of Fame. It's an amazing honor. I mean, it's, you know, aside from my family, I mean, this is my life work. This is what I've always wanted to do. This is where I've applied myself. This is what I've gone after. I love it. I've had an amazing run. That run's not going to end anytime soon either, by the way. I'm one of those guys, like, you're not going to have to rip the microphone out of my cold, dead hands. But I want to do this as long as I can because I still love it. I mean, hell, they still pay me to talk sports and interview athletes. What's not to love about that? Anyway, I'm not looking for an off-ramp. I'm not looking for this to be some kind of swan song. Whether this happens or not, I'm going to bust my ass for another 15 or 20 years. You're stuck. You're stuck with me. I'm not going anywhere. I love this. However, it would be an amazing honor, an amazing honor. But the only way in is through you. So initially I thought, you know what? This will be great. It'll be another momentous achievement that the best audience in radio can help me run down. I mean, we've done so much of this together. Back in the day, we sold out arenas together. We went syndicated together. We lit the iTunes podcast charts on fire together. How amazing would it be if we went into the Hall of Fame together? So the idea of doing this together is great. It would mean the world to me. And I know it would mean the world to some of you. Some of you. The relationship you and I have built over the past 3 decades is enough for some of you to pull out the blower, thumb out a vote for me when the polls open up officially June 4th. Can you make a note of that too? June 4th. You can't vote today. They open officially June 4th. And it means the world to me. I can't say how much I appreciate that. Because many of you are about the right stuff. But then I quickly realized and remembered pretty quickly, many of you are not about the right stuff. Many of you are about you. Many of you want something in return in the event that you somehow get me in. And if we're being honest here, who's got the leverage? Who's got the hammer? I've talked about this so many times. Sometimes you have it, sometimes you don't. Who's got it now? You do. The voter does. Because I need something from you. Now you have something that I need. You don't need anything from me, not in this regard. So I need to do something that's going to ensure that you all tattoo the ballot box for me. And as much as I want to get in on merit alone, track record alone, years of due diligence alone, I can't risk it. I can't chance it. I got to lock up that selfish, degenerate vote. So I floated this idea yesterday. And after sleeping on it, I've decided to go through with this. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to slide a blank piece of paper and a fountain pen across the desk. You are going to write down your list of demands. And if you get me into the Hall of Fame next month, and this is coming up fast, be ready to do this. If you get me in, I will make good on those demands, or at least some of those demands. So here's exactly how it's going to work. So there is no confusion. Between today and Friday, June 1st, you can tweet or email me a demand. Hell, demands, plural. We'll write them all down. We'll write them all down. We'll keep them all on the same list. All the ones we receive between now and Friday, June 1st. On Monday, June 4th, when the voting polls open, I will put every demand into a hat. I will randomly pull 5 of them live on the show that day. The 5 demands that I draw from the hat are the 5 demands that I pay off and honor if and only if you get me into the Hall of Fame. Here's the deal, though. No Romageddon retreads. It happened. It's over. It was a one-off. Don't go looking for a segment, a bum smack. Don't be looking for personal appearance smack. Don't look for the return of the family. Don't make me play Toby in Houston's call again. Not happening. I mean, use it as an opportunity to get something else out of me. Be original. Think of something you want to hear or want me to do and tweet it at Jim Rome. Email me, rome@habitate.com. Do both. Do both. So far, people have already jumped in. Here are some of the suggestions. They want me to give up who that rapper was who hit on Janet in Beverly Hills one night. I was not there. Fair demand. Others have said that if I'm in, I have to appear on the Woodscopes. That plays too. Somebody yesterday said they wanted Hawk to take down that filthy rug on his upper lip. He said he's game. Frankly, Hawk, you should just do it anyway. But put it out there. Another person wants me to finally let the clones pick the name of my next horse. Of course, if I do that, you're going to name it Bohica. But I'm willing to risk it. This is how badly I want this. Somebody tweeted that they want me to give the name of that absolute dump of a city that I visited with my dad on a college recruiting trip. I might do that. Point is, I'm willing to play your game, but I still make the rules, all right? So start submitting your demands through Twitter and email. I'm not asking for something for nothing. I will pay it off. I will pay it off. Write them down, tweet them, email me. We'll write them down all the way up until June 1st. And then on June 4th, when the polls open up, I will randomly pick the five demands live on the air. You get me in, I'll meet your demands. Normally, I do not negotiate with you clones. Everything here is non-negotiable. What I say goes. You know, and sometimes you change my mind. Not this time. I need you more than ever, clones. Don't act like this wasn't exactly what you wanted. Let's do this. Let me see your terms. Because I can't just sit around acting like 30 years of great content was good enough for your vote. It is for some of you, but not all of you. And I need all of you if we're all going in together. Let's do this, clones. Clones, listen. If not for me, freaking do it for you. For you, the greatest flex job ever would be you putting me in. And we all go in together. Show your strength, clones. Show your power. Show how rabid you are. Show how you can mobilize. Show the world how strong you are. Get it. You got until June 1st. 1-800-636-8686. Get them all in. When we come back, some of the reaction to that. Kevin Harvick coming up top of the hour. We've got that. We've got a smack off coming up. Caps getting to a game 7. Joel Embiid getting nice even in the offseason. Doing what he does on social. Couldn't love the guy anymore if he were my own son. I wish he were. Jake and Logan need somebody to look up to. Besides their old man. All right, we're coming right back. Don't go anywhere. Hit us up. Phone lines open. Man, come in here. This is such a good show. This is so fun. And we're on TV. I need to hear from you right now. Podcast Tuesday. Meta World Peace coming up later on today. In the meantime, I think I owe you a sports update. In fact, I know.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Make the right game plan for you. Farmers Insurance is practical insurance knowledge gained from more than 89 years of experience. You want to find an agent at farmers.com. All right, so great reaction to the list of demands angle. I am willing to submit to your list of demands. Let me know what you want in return for your vote. It's unfortunate that it's coming to this, but it has come to this. It's funny. A lot of you feel like, come on, are you kidding me? Ingrates, just vote for the guy. And a lot of you are saying, no, I'd like to get something for this. You want my vote? Pay me. This email reads, Dearest Vance, I think it's ridiculous that the clones think they should get something for your achievements. You have certainly earned a spot in the Radio Hall of Fame, and you shouldn't have to reward a bunch of idiots just to secure your much-deserved spot. Having said that, if you could bring back the piece of crap list for a day, that would be great. Phil in Missouri. Write that down, Hawk. There once, back in the day, was a piece of crap list. Where we used to put people on the list of, well, you're a piece of crap. Boy, the world's changed, hasn't it? You imagine me breaking out something like that right now? Yeah, Jim Rome here. It's 42 past the hour. Time now for our weekly edition of the piece of crap list. Here's who's already on. This week, we add, insert, piece of crap. You imagine doing that in 2018? Now, to be fair, I had Eric Gagne of the Dodgers on the piece of crap list. And then he all of a sudden turned into a Cy Young Award winner. And then I had to put myself on the piece of crap list, which I did with him seated by my side on the show. Good times. All right, Phil, add that to the list, Hawk. They want to bring back the piece of crap list. This email says, Jim, the Jumpman Gillett, the next Friday that you work, can we have Pinky the Squatter wear a football helmet while he plays on his laptop during the show? Then in the last segment, we can check his aircraft carrier forehead for Peyton Manning likeness. John in H-Town wore Hawk for a guest host on Friday. Submit it. Submit it. Hey, listen, one thing about your submissions. I think there's some confusion here. You need to get your demand in by June 1st. Email it, tweet it, phone it in, call it in. You have until June 1st. The actual voting for the National Radio Hall of Fame begins on June 4th, and then it goes for 2 weeks. So you can't vote yet. You cannot vote yet. When it's time to vote, and right before it's time to vote, I will tell you how you can vote. And if I'm not mistaken, you can only vote twice. You can't jam the ballot box. Now, you can submit your list of demands as often as you want. But keep that in mind. That's the deadline. June 1st with your demand or demands. June 4th to start voting. Rome, you don't need to bribe me for a vote. You've given me enough, and I'm not greedy like the savages that you call clones. Plus, I live in SoCal. I have a hot wife. I have two beautiful kids. I've got a great job. I'm handsome. I have a house in Huntington Beach and a college education from Cal State Fullerton. What else do I need? You have my vote. John in Huntington Beach, blessed. Man, you are, John. You are, brother.
Hey, John.
If there's anybody I'd rather be besides me, and I'm not sure there is because I like being me, I think I'd be you, John. John, you have more than I do. Hot wife, I do have that. Two beautiful kids, I've got that. Great job, I've got that. Handsome, you know, I'd like to think. I don't have a house in Huntington Beach, though. I do not have a house by the beach. College education from Cal State Fullerton, glad I don't have that. You and I are one and the same, except I'm smart and you're not so much. It's all right, John. I'll take the vote anyway. Smart, not smart, rich, not rich. Man, exercise your right to vote. Exercise your right to vote. Vote Rome. Dear Jim, 25 years in the jungle. I have never called. I rarely tweet. I email even less. However, I feel that helping you get into the Radio Hall of Fame warrants a hack off. Just one more time. It would be perfect as a precursor to the smack off and allow some of the newer clones to experience it in its glory. John R. in South KC. Alvin, I'm going to give you a minute. Can you pull me some of the hack off so we can explain what that sounds like? The hack off is the long-lost cousin of the smack-off. If the smack-off is for the very best of the best, the hack-off was for the very worst of the worst. I wanted the worst of the worst to be recognized just as I recognized the best of the best. And if you happen to win the hack-off with the best call of the day, you got a free invite to the smack-off. You think it'd be an amazing thing if an expansion franchise won the NHL Stanley Cup Final? How about somebody from the hack off winning the smack off? It'd be the most amazing thing ever on this show. I'm seeing a lot of you saying, bring it back, bring it back. You know, yeah, put it on the list, Hawk. Put that on the list. I would definitely be open to bringing that back if you can get me into the Hall of Fame. And for those of you who've never heard it, here is one of Alvin's promos for the hack off.
Doggy dog.
Doggy dog.
Hack off. 2011.
April 1st.
April Fools.
April Hacks Day.
We're taking the worst callers on this show
and looking for the best call from that group.
The best of the worst gets to be in the smack off.
Okay.
Let's get it going. Hack off, baby. Eddie in Boise.
Eddie in Boise inaugural hack off is brought to you by Avine. When you're nervous and intimidated when on a phone call, grab for Avine.
Ah. Those losers hook me with the drunks. It's all gravy. You know, put me with the, you know.
Jason in Ottawa, the star linebacker.
My friends are texting me. Girls are calling me. Jason! Like they did in high school.
Jolene in Farmington.
See, my friend pulling right into Walmart and I texted him real quick and I said, what's Walmart got? Said, your mama in bulk. Yo.
Ryan in Wichita.
You know, I imagine Jolene looks like 4'10", 250-pound Tom Selleck.
Ah. Matt in Cleveland, a.k.a.
Tarzan. Because I'm about to be the king of this jungle. Everyone should just quit right now. Y'all might as well try to join the jerk-off.
Ah. Alex in Salt Lake.
Oh, I had to get a baby out of the house.
My hat on Sunday. Falcon on top.
Eating the cheese.
And there's a live bird, not dead birds like Antarctica.
Johnny the Exterminator in Vegas.
Hey, I just flew in from Boise. Man, is my nose sore from all the meth I did. Tell me how much smack this I take.
Larry in San Francisco.
Mr. Haney threw the biggest pick.
beat Manhattan, but where was that onside kick?
Aaron in Canton.
They got a lot of nice moles out there. How? A mole.
Jesus in Chicago.
Losers to the left of me. Drooless to the right. Here I am stuck in the hack off with you.
Ray Ray.
Dateline, Court Canaveral, here. Arsenic, whatever. On your mama's whatever.
And of course, the defending champ, Benny Mack.
Yeah! Don't back me. Put me on top shelf. I'm out.
I'm down the line. I know I won.
The hack off. April 1st. You don't aspire to it. You just end up there.
Trophy you can put on.
The baby.
Dad's in a position where.
Farmer.
Not me.
Take a shot. The hack off. You ever heard so many losers assembled in one place at one time? The last hack off we had was 2013, and it ended in spectacular fashion. I pulled the plug on it. Not only did I pull the plug on the hack off, I pulled it mid-show. I canceled it in the middle of it. It was that bad. It used to be so bad that it was good, and then it just became so bad it was horrible. So we have not had it since 2013. A lot of you want that to be brought back. Put it on your list of demands. A lot of you also want me to bring back the tour stops. We have not had them in a long time. Put it on your list of demands. Some of you are asking for the death pool, something else I did back in the day. We had a list of people. I mean, frankly, we had a death pool. It was exactly how it sounds. Who did you have in the death pool? Who was going to die next? We used to speculate on that. Hey, look, gambling's going to be legal soon. We had a piece of crap club. We had a death pool. We had the hack off. Man, this show was good back in the day. It's good still. It's good still. But let me tell you something. Back in the day, it was unbelievable. Think of the things that we could do. Anyway, hit me up with your list of demands. In all seriousness, Jim, best of luck to you. If you get in, will you let callers self-gloss for 1 month? Regards, Boo Radley in the 805. Put it on the list. Put it on the list. Hawk, are you getting a list? Are you getting all these things? Here's one. It just says, demand. Go on Bondo's annual houseboat trip and live tweet it. Anything for the social. If I could pick up a few followers and you could get me into the National Radio Hall of Fame, I might do it. Keep writing, Hawk. All right, to the phones. This guy, I think, is on topic. Cleveland. Justin. Justin in Cleveland is also known as the CFO of Carnap Nation. Apparently, he's got his own list of demands. Let's find out. Justin, what's going on, man? Glad you're awake.
Romy, John in Huntington Beach might not need anything, but I'm fat, I'm divorced, and I buy my sunglasses from CVS. So as much as I love you, I do have a list of demands.
You got
it. I know this first one is going to be great. You're going to want to stop me right there, but I got two. So let them play out, brother. One, we get you into the hall, which is going to happen. You get a tat of Adam Hawk's likeness anywhere on your body. Option one, Romy. Two, I come to SoCal. You carnap it out with me for 15 minutes. Have your pick.
My man. All right, Justin, let me respond to that. Justin in Cleveland. He is the CFO of Carnap Nation. He's all about it. He leads from the front. He said, unlike John in Huntington Beach, man, I'm single, I'm fat, my life sucks. I buy my sunglasses at CVS. I need things, Rome. I need things. Option number one was I get a tattoo of Hawk's likeness. You know how after every single suggestion I've said, just submit it. Write it down, Hawk. I would rather not be in the Hall of Fame than do that. If you were to say to me, hey, Rome, I heard you say earlier today how much this job means to you. Yeah, well, you can only keep it if you get a tattoo of Hawk's likeness. I would also say you can take this job and shove it. I don't want that either. No, I'm not doing that. All right, look, it's bad enough that I'm asking you for help. It's bad enough that I'm bribing you for this to happen. There is a line, and you just jumped right over it, my man. No, I'm not getting a tat of Hawk's likeness. I don't have any ink. 50-something dude with no ink. That's not going to be my first tat. That's not happening. Now, option number two. Will I nap it out with you in your car for 15 minutes? Sure. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that. How bad can it be? Kyle in Green Bay did it for 3 nights in a row. All I need is 15 minutes. Power nap. I'm sure you got a really nice car, too. All right, when we come back, Kevin Harvick, speaking of nice cars, He's got the number four car. Kevin Harvick, when we come back, more of your demands. Big day for live TV yesterday. All of that in the third hour. Do not go anywhere.